RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Latrell and Giddings in for Steiny and Goo. Dibley in the house alongside Devone. It's time for What's Bugging You? Are you ready?
Don't look this way. I don't.
No. I just want to make sure that someone told you that we were doing this.
Yeah,
today.
But can I not play? Can
you
I
abstain? Have to play?
You got to find something.
It's not shtick. Something is bugging you for sure.
I'm actually like,
the guy
know,
in the sauna. The other,
I'm
you know,
absolutely.
The
right
segment is bugging you. It seems like.
Let's start to your left.
Well, first of all,
let's go.
When temperatures drop, Dan, spiders, as you well know, they move indoors because they're looking for warmth. Suddenly, corners, closets, and ceilings become their favorite spots, and ATCO Pest Control can remove them and the insects they feed on. So visit atcopest.com today. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any spider treatment this month.
So, I'll give you $100 if you read my reads for the next 4 hours.
Just hang in there. You're a pro.
You did great the other day.
Yeah, right. The first one I missed.
He totally blew it. And I was listening. And he threw the break, and then it was dead air. And all of a sudden I'm supposed to read that? And then he read it, and he's like, are we good? And then we went to break.
I said, yeah, do the read.
It's pretty funny because it was like 2 seconds of clear talk back. And I was thinking maybe the board op like missed the button or whatever.
No,
but no.
The board op was just fine.
It was a Devone
but
issue.
But he did great.
It was me.
After that, that was it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I envy what Dibs does where you just sit there on Warriors This Week and I just throw my left jab and I go back to the corner and I just sit there and let you do what you do.
Well, I don't have any reads on Saturday.
Yeah, but you still got to like drive this thing wherever the hell it is that we're going.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, do you want to drive this?
You decide where we're going. I'll start. That way you can kind of, I don't know, think about what's
I'll
actually bugging you other
okay,
than me.
Right. I'll go through.
What's bugging me is wrapping paper that is not recyclable.
Mm.
And that's the majority of it where, you know, you wrap these gifts and your son probably got 8 to 10 and my daughter got 7 to 9 and you know, I got a couple, my wife got a couple and whatever. I can't wrap gifts. I'm terrible at it, but it all gets ripped and then you put it on the floor and you can't recycle it because none of it is recyclable paper. So you think about the landfill, some of the great landfills on our planet and all of this Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Diwali, etc. wrapping paper, you can't recycle it. So that's what's bugging me.
Speaking
you see,
of water
Dan,
lines,
you see what you do?
Oh, yeah, you were environmental. You did like a PSA there. I was like
it's
a public service
me.
Announcement.
There's a lot of things that are bugging you, so go ahead and stew through
one. No, I'm going to go over to Jersey.
I was
going to
say, well, you know, I feel like the Japanese got it down because have you seen that video where they are able to angle the gift and just use the right amount of paper and they basically just fold it in? They don't use any tape. It's kind of amazing how they use it. So it's minimalist. Which still isn't great,
yeah.
But they figured out a way to like not
so
use.
So you're saying that the Japanese are bugging you?
No. I'm saying they shouldn't bug you.
It's a follow-up question.
No, they shouldn't bug you as much because they're using less paper. So
sure.
So hopefully, you know, that can be more environmentally safe. I don't know.
Oh.
But
thanks for the transition back there.
For me, it's funny you mentioned, you know, wrapping presents or unwrap. Mine's about unwrapping presents because I've seen videos where, you know, people are unwrapping gifts and there's like a weird version of it because in my family, the entire time I've been around, we've always opened gifts like, you know, one goes, then another person goes,
right,
another person
right.
goes, another. And then I'm seeing videos on TikTok where someone's like, yeah, I'm at somebody's house where they're all just opening gifts at once and it's utter chaos.
No.
And I'm like, wait a minute, people do that? And I started to read the comments section. It's like, yeah, I'm not waiting for anybody. And I'm like, that's what's bugging me. How can you just take all the gifts and everyone just grab them and are all ripping the paper up all at once and things are just flying everywhere? I mean, the best part about, you know, when it comes to Christmas, it's not just getting gifts, it's giving. And you want to see those people opening the gifts and seeing their reaction. And you can communicate that and share that with each other. I mean, you take that away when you're ripping up gifts all simultaneously and you don't know who's what's from. And it's just like, oh, it's just paper. I'm just going to rip it all up and I'm not going to look at who gave it to me.
Did you grow up in Whoville?
What do you
sounds
mean?
Like, no, seriously, it
poor
sounds
Cindy
like
Lou Who. Yeah,
just,
are you the Grinch?
It's not about the presents. It's about the family. It's about being together.
You know what? That's it.
I know. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, wow.
He knows I like Mariah. So, yesterday.
Wait, it's my turn.
When you finally figure it out.
Hurry up.
So what bothers me is like people from the North Bay.
It's what's bugging you. It's brought to you by a bug control company. Go ahead.
What's bugging me is people from the North Bay who want like their city papers, even though they're like they're from Marin. It's like if you're Bridge and Tunnel, just accept it. Don't necessarily walk around as though you're from the city because we're sort of a select group. And I'm not naming names. I'm just saying there's people from, you know, like that part of the world that want to pretend as though they're from within this very unique sort of these city limits, which I'm sorry, at the end of the day, you are not. Despite how long you've worked here, despite how long you've lived here, and it's just doesn't really bother me. What's up, dudes?
It's actually good. It's fair because I mean I grew up in Marin, and so
I love you, man.
If they still delivered papers, I might actually subscribe to the Marin IJ because I'm still curious about what goes on in the place where I grew up. And I lived here for 10. I lived in Oakland for 20. I lived in Sonoma County for 8. So I get that. But nowadays, like, nobody gets the paper,
like
right?
A Navy brat.
I got a great story for you. So Jeff Perlman was talking the other day. How well do you know, seriously, Marin City, which I don't know. Did you?
Very well, yeah.
So he was talking about how, obviously, Marin is so affluent. And they want to get rid of that thing forever. It's public housing, for those of you that don't know.
Yep.
That's where Tupac grew up.
Exactly.
And they can't do it because it has some sort of historic background behind it because it's Frank Lloyd Wright, I want to say.
Yeah, well, it was inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright. Like, it's not technically, it wasn't technically built by or architecturally built by him, but it was inspired by him.
So it's protected federally in some level, which is sort of fascinating because it is this eyesore in the, well, they perceive it as an eyesore.
They've been trying to get rid of it for years.
And they can't.
Right.
They
can. The NIMBYs perceive it as an eyesore.
Yeah.
The people who have a greater perspective understand that that is the only diversity that Marin has, other than the canal section of San Rafael, which is incredibly dense and all Latino. You've got that, and you've got Marin City, which is historically African-American, and beyond that, it's a bunch of NIMBY white people.
They still have the flea market out there? That's gone?
In Marin City?
That was
City?
The only real thing they had. Oh, was that Marin City?
They had one in Marin City back until probably the early 90s, and then they took it out and they put in some shopping center that is lightly traveled, lightly trafficked. But it used to be that the Marin City flea market was like a Saturday or Sunday epicenter.
There.
Yeah.
So, wow, I was rolling in Marin City.
You were?
I didn't even
know.
No
doubt.
All
yeah.
Right, man. I didn't even have the right colors. That was good.
Well,
what's up, Holly Boy?
You're on my bleep list. I swear, you are getting coal for the remainder of 2025. All right, what's bugging me is actually it's kind of Chase Center. Now, it's not the people Uh-oh. Inside of it.
Fresh
it's,
off the gig?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I gotta be careful.
I gotta be careful here. So yesterday...
he's coming at Tim Roy.
No, I'm not. He's fantastic. And yeah. Actually, congratulations to him
yeah.
and his daughter on their grandchild. So her child, his grandchild, neither here nor there.
So Kevin Dan is reachable.
You got to stop. You really got to stop.
Cannot stop.
You got to stop.
Can't
dude.
Stop. Won't
he's
got to
get his licks in because you're not doing a show tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah. Also, oh yeah. Oh, that's right. I won't.
Dude, I'm gonna have withdrawals.
Thank God. Okay. So,
glad to remind.
I'm going
you.
Out tonight. So during the second quarter, they have this video about like the temperature outside. It's sponsored by somebody, and they say forecast end of the game snowstorms at San Francisco. So I'm like, all right, end of the game will happen, and then they'll drop some paper mache snow down on all the fans, and it's going to be one of those things, oh, look in the sky, there's snow, blah, blah, blah. They didn't drop paper. They dropped soap. They dropped little liquid soap pieces from the sky.
What?
And this was, I understand there's not a lot to pick up, you're given your environmental PSA earlier. So I'm sure there was along those lines. But the problem was, we almost had an entire media section of short-circuiting. Everyone's got Ooh. Their computers open.
I didn't even think of that.
And soap is falling from the sky on top of these electrical items. And everyone's slamming their computers, putting them in their bags, because we don't know if it's going to light a flame. So, Chase Center, just a note, Brittany in communications, I love you. This might be to the marketing more so. We can't have soap falling from the sky with electricity in the arena in abundance. That's all I'm going to say. So that was what was bugging me yesterday.
Can't do it.
Yeah. In addition to Dan DeVone and his just ridiculousness and the fact that guy gives me crap every step of the way. Love you, buddy.
Are we done?
Oh, you're just starting.
Yeah.
You are just starting.
Long way to go, my friend.
Yeah, you're filling in for Mark Willard, just a reminder, in case you got to do these reads and ins and outs. It'll be, Willard and Dibs in, DeVone in for Willard, coming up on 95.7 The Game. Big thank you to Ken Luttrell.
Had a blast, guys. Thank you so much.
His debut. Woo! Shout out to him.
Kenny. Debut?
Yeah.
Man.
Lots of debuts this week.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that the whole way, actually.
Thanks, Dibs.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
That's what
you.
We do.
I love
DeVone's
you.
DeVone's got me in a certain place, so stay tuned. Double D and Double D, we're going to burn this thing down now.
On what?
On 95.7, The Game.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Again,
are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys, they're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know.
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh,
all I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And hi again, everybody. It's Dan DeVoe filling in for Willard. Dibs is here.
Yeah, happy to be here, Dan.
How did this happen, man?
I forgot to take the day off. I took off next Friday, which is January 2nd, I guess. And I looked at my schedule about a week ago, and I was like, oh, Schmidt. Oh, Casey Schmidt. I forgot to take today off. So I actually sent the boss an email over the weekend. I said, hey, any chance that I know it's last minute, it's cool if you can't, this and that. And he's like, let me try. And he tried and he tried and he's like, you're working. And I said, with who? And he said, DeVoe. And I said, I couldn't be happier.
Damn straight.
That's a lie, but I mean.
No, you're like the one guy, because I know how it works. They'll ask the anchor, like, hey, who do you want to work with? You okay working with DeVoe? That's why my phone never rings. But I think he's the one guy that actually says, yeah, bring him on.
Bring him on.
I'll do it.
We've actually done maybe one or maybe two other shows.
Bring it on, man.
Yeah, and I remember at the end of the last, I think it was just one show you and I did, and about 3 hours in, I was like, I can't stand this guy. But about an hour in, I'm like, oh, I think I like this guy. And 2 hours in, I was like, I'm not sure. And 3 hours in, I was like, oh my God, I hate him. And at the end of 4 hours, I was like, I think I like him.
What's the over and under? He's going to hate me within it's like a half an hour today.
No, I like our chances.
No, you're good people. You know why? Because you know why we connect? You got a real vibe about you.
And a little bit of sass.
You do.
Like you're
kind of. What do you attribute that to? Is that Marin is, I mean, you got, or is that just a family dynamic?
It's the family dynamic. I'm the youngest of four.
Wow, same with me.
We grew up in Marin, but I grew up in the 60s and 70s in Marin, and my parents didn't have a lot of money. My mom and dad both worked, and, you know, when you sat down for dinner, it was, here's your food, and you eat it, and you get no more, and you shut your mouth, and you don't complain, and you may not like broccoli or asparagus or cauliflower or Brussels sprouts. Whatever, you shut up and you eat, and that was it. And if you don't eat, then you go to bed hungry. So even though it's Marin, it was kind of old school Marin where, you know, you had to work for what you got.
So do you pass that down to your kid, not the 3-year-old now? Or
wow.
Is it, well, now just come clean with me here.
I will.
Do they get to pick and choose what it is that they want? Or is it like, back in the day, I'm with you. Mom's cooking dinner.
Yep.
This is what we eat. And if you don't, well, then you're going to bed hungry. Your kid, is it? I mean, it's a different world. So
it is. My 24 and 22-year-old, they grew up in that same ethos. We raised them in Oakland, my ex-wife and I. And so it was much more like the way I grew up and the way my ex-wife grew up, which is here's dinner, you eat, and that's it. My 3-year-old, she's growing up in a little bit of a different environment. I'm older. Her mom is an older mom. She's, you know, mid-40s, and we live in a community where we have a little bit more than we did the first time around. So she is given a little bit more grace and she's given a little bit more latitude just based on where we all are.
But the principles have to be in place. Maybe it's
they
not
are.
A dinner. At some point, there has to be handed down sort of what it is that you learn.
Yes.
So that they're well-grounded people and well-adjusted people going
no
forward.
No doubt. No doubt. And she's three, and she now understands things like consequences where, you know, if you don't A, then we're going to have to do B. And we have a saying in our house, and it's kind of a song. You got to eat to get a treat. You got to eat to get a treat. So if she doesn't eat her dinner, you're not getting an ice cream cone. You're not getting a cookie. You're not getting a brownie. You're not getting anything.
Now, why doesn't she want to eat? Or that's just the behavior
she's
of a
three-year-old? She's not a big eater. Yeah.
Okay.
She's three, and it's, you know, part of it is the control of being a toddler where, you know, you understand that your parents want you to do something, and you see that, and so you do something else. And it's a little bit of the push-pull.
I mean, she'll eat, just not the protein and the vegetables.
Correct.
She'll crush the ice cream and whatever candy.
Exactly. So,
got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to get the three-year-old and Christmas out of the way so that we...
We can pick and pop all the way through. We can
okay.
go. We can do a deep dive right away on Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and how that is somehow like arousing to Jimmy Butler.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I thought it was awesome.
Jimmy Butler. When Jimmy Butler wants to and he gets in front of a live mic... He's pretty good.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and last night he was on. You could see the smile. I mean, he hadn't done one of those, I want to say, in the last three, four games.
Right. I mean, what's to do? Where you're losing and things are bad. And the thing I miss, and we may never see it again, is the Jimmy Buddy comedy. Because Buddy doesn't get to play anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about Buddy these days. It's
well, they
sad.
Did a whole bobblehead thing with the two of them.
Yeah.
And now Buddy doesn't play. And so, I mean, Buddy doesn't show up, and Jimmy's there, and... the whole thing has really been dramatically changed.
It's like Abbott and Costello, Lewis and Martin, but he lost his second half. You know, he doesn't have his sidekick.
That's right.
But your sidekick has to play a little bit and contribute in order for this act to happen.
And the act is over.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
That's it.
Buddy Hield has been a disappointment. But aside from that, I thought last night's win was pretty significant. Because, you know, we do Warriors this week, and we get excited to a certain degree when the Warriors string together a couple of wins. Especially in the beginning of the year. But I always felt, Dibs, that it was a bit of a bubble. Steph will go off for 45, play well in those two games against San Antonio. You know, or he had 48 or 49. Jimmy Butler will have big games. But it's like, yeah, but, you know, is that sustainable? What happens when Steph doesn't have the big game? Well, we found out what happens. This looked like there, and I've, you know, listen, I've been down this road and had this Kool-Aid before, but it just seems as though this is a little different. That there was some substance here. There was some balance. I talked about the center position. Looks to be making sense and a little solidified. And dare I say that the bench and those younger players now look exactly like what it is that you envision when you talk about sort of a winning scenario for the Golden State Warriors. I thought last night's win wasn't just another win. Yeah, three in a row. I feel good. But it hit a little differently last night.
Depends on how much staying power that there is with this. Because, yeah... You had, you know, the role players. Al Horford comes in and hits four threes. Great. You had a 40-point first quarter. That's awesome. And that kind of, to me, was the ball game where the first quarter, you came out and you blitzed them. But if you think about these guys, the role guys, the young guys, Quentin especially, and TJD, and even if you go all the way down to Pods, are they going to be able to be consistently good night in and night out? Because Steph Curry, while he has a good... average his point total. He's not playing great in terms of shooting. Draymond Green's offense is mostly non-existent. So I do think that this thing is kind of a night-to-night experience where you look at last night and you've got a lot of guys who are 25 or younger who you're going to rely on. And they generally don't be that consistent as players.
I thought last night the bench play, and I like it when Steph isn't going off and you still win a game.
Yeah.
So your point is you just don't think that this team has a sort of consistency for you to get behind them right now.
Not quite yet. And, you know, that was a home game and it was a Christmas game. And, you know, Dallas is not really what you would think Dallas would be. And shocker, Anthony Davis goes out. And I was joking earlier with Willard last week about the expression, not on my bingo card. Because we all say that now. Oh, I didn't have that on my bingo card. Well, you know what I had on my bingo card? Anthony Davis in a non-contact injury. I had that on my bingo card and go ahead and mark that space because that actually happened. So you beat Dallas without Kyrie, thank you. AD goes out early, and you still, you didn't have to hold on, but that game got a little close-ish in the fourth quarter a few times. So nice win, good win. Every win is quality, but that's a team you should have beaten by 20-plus.
That's why I would never, never even entertain trading for AD when people throw that out.
Never.
Like, that's inevitable, man. You know that's just a matter. You can set your watch to that.
Right. It's
you
like trading for Zion, right?
That's exactly what it is that's going to happen. Yeah, well, yeah.
It's different, but, I mean, Zion
still is a tease because he's so young. But I feel you. Like, you know, the eating and the fact that I just don't think
he's eating.
Well, he just doesn't have a body type that's sort of conducive to playing in the NBA. That dude's just going to self-combust. Like, that's who he is, man. It's just like when his shoe exploded at Duke, you're like, yeah, I don't know if this dude's body, it's amazing what he's doing, but this isn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened with him. I just don't think he has a body type for the NBA, man. But listen, I think, and you're sort of like me, maybe it's something about that chair. I'm always throwing water on the Warriors, even after they win a couple in a row. But I'm buying it right now to a certain degree because, well, when I say buying it, I'll qualify it. It looks a little different. And one thing I do want to get into, they only had 11 turnovers last night. And you want to know why?
I know why.
I'd love to know where, go ahead, because I'm going to shoot you down.
Because they didn't play Draymond that much.
Okay.
I mean, and that's my cynical view, but, and he played 28 minutes, but he only had two, and he's averaging more than three a game. So, I mean, that feels to me like the biggest issue is the Draymond turnover.
You walked right into it, man.
Uh-oh.
See, I don't put it on Draymond, and I don't put it on Steph. We're not going after Steve Kerr. I know he's your buddy. When do you guys talk to him? Every Monday or Tuesday night? He's
every week. He was supposed to come on today, but he heard you were filling in. And I'm told by my sources that he balked.
I would have gone after him. Now, Steve Kerr, we love Steve Kerr. But the turnovers, that's on him, man. And it always has been. And I don't blame him because that was just sort of the price you play when you're winning as often as they did in 2016 or going back to 2013. It was a style of play. But now, the reason why you turn the ball over as frequently as you do, not only this year, but going back over the last 5 years, it's not because of Draymond, it's not because of Steph, it's not because of fill in the blank. It's because somebody has created and cultivated that culture, and it's accepted. To me, he's one of the most undisciplined coaches when it comes to that, specifically the turnovers. To hear him talk about turnovers and that it repeatedly happens, and it repeatedly happens the exact same way, unforced. But suddenly, there was this cause and effect, as you saw the other night with Draymond Green. I think essentially that huge blow-up started with the impetus was turnovers. I don't know verbatim what they were talking about, but I do think that's what started this whole thing. And now suddenly, it's not coincidental that after that huge blow-up, and now he put it out to both Draymond and Steph, I don't want more than five of you guys, five turnovers from you guys,
yep,
collectively, and they only had 11. Like, I think that there's...
Well, those two did have five.
Well, they're at their quota.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
But the team collectively had 11, and you could live with 11. And I do think that there's something to it when Steve Kerr drops that edict like enough is enough. And I think it took that blow-up with Draymond Green to shoot that proverbial shot across the bow.
Yeah, I do think that it's about the type of turnover, and I'm going back to that game where they had the proverbial blow-up, quote-unquote. The turnover that Draymond committed, he was left side just across half court.
You're talking about last night?
No, I'm talking about the one that led to the blow-up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was left side.
Exactly.
And he dribbled with the right hand, and he tried to throw a one-handed diagonal cross-court pass that was easily picked off. So every turnover is not created equally. And Jimmy, your boy, last night with four turnovers of his own. So it just depends on how the turnovers come.
But you don't think culturally sometimes, we'll get into this. I got to read some stuff here. Don't say anything.
Good luck. Right. You got to put on your readers? Guy your age, I mean, I'm concerned.
They're right here. Let's play. They're on the bridge of my nose as we talk about we are sponsored by Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. Ring in 2026 in unforgettable style. Join the Inn at the Tides Bayview Restaurant for a New Year's Eve celebration with guest of honor, Kate McMurray. Enjoy a luxurious multi-course wine pair dinner and a sparkling midnight toast. Reserve now at inatthetides.com. All right.
Yeah, Devone. One for one.
The, We're going to a break. We'll have much more. I want to talk turnovers. It's Dibs. It's Dan Devone here on 95.7 The Game. Why Dibs is here, no one knows, but we'll do it nevertheless. Back with more after this.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.com or .tv/95.7 The Game and youtube.com/95.7 The Game to watch us live. And if anyone swears you get to hear it, subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. Dibs, you want to talk a little football?
I do, and I think that you should get to YouTube right now because we have a special appearance from the NFL Film senior producer, Greg Cosell. We've got a tie on, ladies and gentlemen. The scouting report is in. We've got a coat. We've got a dress shirt. We've got a tie. I didn't have this on my bingo card, Greg.
Well, you know, somebody needs to bring a little class to the operation, don't you think?
There it goes. And you knew it wouldn't be me. And I don't know how well you know my partner, Dan Devone, but neither one of us reeks of much class, although he does much more than me.
Well, you know, we shot my matchup show today, so I just figured I'd leave my coat and tie on for you guys.
That's awesome. That I really appreciate that. And when you shot the matchup show, how much of it was dissecting Jared Goff's performance and maybe like putting a headstone on his season? And I won't say their run, but what'd you see from Jared Goff yesterday?
Well, we're a preview show, so, you know, that wasn't part of what we do. So we're previewing Sunday's games. And I did watch that game live. I did not watch the coaching tape, and it was an odd game, you know. But I'll tell you what, Brian Flores, he is an absolute master as a defensive coordinator with what he does with it, with his pressure looks, sometimes he brings pressure, he drops into coverage. I mean, he does so many things that dictates protection and then changes the picture pre-snap to post-snap. He makes it really difficult on quarterbacks. You know, the fascinating thing is last year the Lions beat the Vikings twice and Gibbs had something like 370 total yards in the two games against the Vikings and six touchdowns. And this year Gibbs was not a factor in either game.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films, joins us on the River Islands guest line. Greg, let's stay with the quarterbacks and Caleb Williams. Of course, that's who the Niners are going to see coming up on Sunday night. Listen, he has been remarkable in terms of some of the throws that he makes, especially that game winner. The dime he dropped to DJ Moore, ridiculous.
No question.
But it seems to me, and I want to hear from you in terms of what you're seeing on tape, because it seems like some of the easier throws, quote unquote, are a little bit more challenging as opposed to some of the throws that he makes like that of DJ Moore.
Yeah, well, the thing is he's capable of making those throws. I mean, he's a great thrower of the football. He's got great mobility, throws really well on the run. You know, what's been up and down, the thing that's been a little uneven has been the fact that he's missed some routine throws. And that's one reason why his completion percentage isn't quite exactly what I'm sure Ben Johnson would like it to be. But the thing is he's such a special talent that he can make those special plays at any time in a game. You can't go into a game with the idea that, oh, he's going to miss some, and he may miss some, but their defense has been really solid this year. So for the most part, it's kept them in games, and therefore he's been really difficult in the fourth quarter when his throwing ability and his mobility become factors in the game.
What do you look at when you see the Bears run game against the Niners run defense? It feels like the Bears have been so good at their two-headed monster. Do the Niners have the scheme to be able to slow that down?
Well, you know, I'm sure there'll be tweaks in whatever it is Robert Saleh wants to do, but at some point, the interior particularly of your defensive line has to be able to hold up. They have to be able to win individual blocks. They have to be able to hold their ground against double teams. Bad run defense usually, guys, is not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's guys getting blocked. It's guys playing with poor gap integrity. You know, once guys get to the second level cleanly, backs that is, then it becomes much, much more difficult. So it's really about being able to hold yourself at the point, and then how do your second level defenders fit in? But the Bears, because of Caleb Williams, no one's talked about the Bears run game, but I think right now they're either second or third in the league in rushing, and they have been a very good running team. And the backs are a little different. Swift has a lot of juice to him. Manunga is physical, gets those dirty yards, those hard-earned yards, you know, the kind of yards where if it's blocked for three, all of a sudden he gets seven, and you go, oh, my God, it's second and three. So they're two different style backs.
Let's talk about the 49er run game. Suddenly it was Christian McCaffrey that had room to run, was getting to the second level. What was the offensive line, or what did you see that they were doing differently, specifically against Indianapolis as opposed to the last four or five games?
Well, without knowing like all the minute details of the way things are taught, I would say it didn't look like they were doing a whole lot differently other than it was being blocked better. And by the way, I think McCaffrey this year has been the best back in the league at getting the dirty yards that I just spoke about. He is such a physical inside runner. But there's no question in this game there were runs where he did get more cleanly to the second level. I love what they do with their motion and their offense. I mean, this new thing that they started this year, I think it's new. I don't recall seeing it in the past, or if I have, not much at all, where they line up. Juszczyk is kind of a tilted wing player, and he motions into the backfield, and they do so many things off of that. I think that's really added another wrinkle to their offense and made them more difficult to defend because you just don't know what kind of concepts are coming off that particular motion.
And when you saw him last week, Greg, it felt like the 49ers were starting to establish the run a little bit better, but they may not have George Kittle in this game. And Ricky Pearsall, we don't yet know if he'll be able to come back. What do you see concept-wise from the Niners in the run game that makes it work?
Well, they're really multiple with what they do because of all the motion elements that are involved. I mean, the pre-snap movement, they're probably every year in the top five in the league in terms of pre-snap movement. That's a big deal because it often changes run support, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to win the numbers game. You're trying to have the defense not have the numbers necessary play side, and therefore you can win that. That's what you try to do in the run game. Obviously, you've got to win individual blocks. Kittle is clearly a big factor in that. You know, so we'll see if he goes. If he doesn't go, that will probably to some degree impact how Kyle calls the run game, because we know that Kittle can block defensive ends, and the Bears are a four-man defensive front, so he would be blocking a defensive end. Maybe that changes some of the concepts, and maybe they go with some different concepts because they don't feel they can have a tight end blocking a defensive end one-on-one.
Greg Cosell, the senior producer from NFL Films, joins us here on the River Island Guest Line. And Greg, when we talk about the 49ers wide receivers, they're really sort of without a number one. And when you talk about their best receivers, it's McCaffrey and it's Kittle. What is it that Shanahan's able to do to isolate McCaffrey and get him on those linebackers? And is that by scheme or what?
Oh, yeah. This is a highly schemed pass game. I mean, this is a choreographed pass game where the quarterback drops and the routes really work exceedingly well together. And, you know, there may be no better offensive coach in the league who understands and attacks, you know, I would say the conflict players in zone coverage better than Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he is so good attacking zone coverage with his route concepts. He knows the stress points. He puts coverage defenders in conflict. Obviously, this is more the case versus zone than man. But, you know, when you talk to defensive coaches, and I've had these conversations with them when I'm at the combine, they always talk about the stress points in their zone coverage concepts. And there's always stress points in zone. Otherwise, everybody would play the same zone. So there's stress points in every zone coverage. There's conflict defenders. And I think Kyle has such a great understanding of that it really allows Brock Purdy to play at a really high level as a sort of a post-snap operator, because it's mostly what we call pure progression reading. You know, he's not necessarily studying the defense as he drops back. He's going through a pure progression, but very often that primary is there because of Kyle's understanding of how to attack zone coverage.
And he's coming off an amazing game. And I wonder about that same idea on the other side, where Caleb Williams is getting to be a much better reader. And I know he has a great head coach who was the offensive coordinator in Detroit as well. How does the passing game of Chicago match up against what Robert Saleh will try to do?
Yeah, well, that's a different kind of pass game. This is a pass game that attacks much more at the sort of intermediate vertical levels of an offense. They work between the numbers really well at the intermediate levels. They attack you vertically. if you're going to play, let's say, quarters coverage, which is something that the 49ers play a lot of, where it's four across on the back end, they really attack that. They understand the responsibilities of the four back end players in quarters. They attack that really, really well. This is a difficult offense to defend, a difficult pass game to defend. And then, if they can't get any pressure on Williams and that you get those deeper drops, that's the challenge in this game. I don't know how it'll play out. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to do it or not do it, but that's the challenge in this game. You've got to be able to generate some pressure. And then if he does move, you've got to have a plan for when he moves because he's a terrific thrower on the run.
Ben Johnson has obviously made an impact with the Chicago Bears. What jumps out at you when you see this team on tape as opposed to Eberflus of a year ago?
Well, I think the number one thing, obviously, is the pass game. I mean, this Ben Johnson, I just spoke about Kyle Shanahan. I think Ben Johnson is phenomenal with his spacing and his route concepts. Because, when you play zone coverage, and the Niners are not a high percentage man-to-man coverage defense, so it's more zone. When you play zone coverage, what you're trying to do is minimize space. What you're trying to do as an offensive play caller with your route concepts is trying to expand space. That's really what the pass game is in terms of attacking zone coverage. You're trying to find the void, you're trying to expand space, and a defense is trying to minimize space. So to me, that's really what Ben Johnson is so good at, and that's really the matchup in this game. But there's one thing, I was thinking about this all week, and I know it's Friday, so last week's game against the Colts probably seems like it happened, 20 years ago. But I thought that game was such a great contrast between quarterback play because you had one quarterback in Phillip Rivers who was a master of what would probably be considered more old school quarterbacking. He is a pre-snap master. He controls the game at the line of scrimmage, whereas Purdy is a post-snap operator. And Purdy is so good once the ball snapped within the context of their pure progression passing game. So to me, you saw two totally different quarterback styles and philosophies, both really executed at a really high level.
And Purdy was able to do that at a high level in part because he wasn't really pressured. Do the Bears have the scheme to really get him with four, or do they blitz a lot, Greg? What's going to be like for Brock Purdy, what you've seen on tape?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are not a high percentage blitz defense. I mean, they're probably middle of the road. The one thing they do is they do use defensive backs a good amount as pressure players. So that's something to be aware of because a lot of teams, when they blitz, they use linebackers. They don't really bring defensive backs into the equation. The Bears do. So that's something that the offensive line has to be aware of because very often defensive backs are not in the immediate vision of your offensive line, because they have their hand in the dirt. So that's something you have to be aware of when you face the Bears is that defensive backs are part of their blitz equation.
And on the other side of the ball, it's the 49ers defensive front that has had such a difficult time getting home and pressuring quarterbacks. What are you seeing on tape? Can you throw us a bone in terms of this defensive line potentially getting better? We saw C.J. West and company putting pressure up the middle, but is there anybody on the edge that can supply that same sort of pressure?
Well, Huff has had good moments this year, and he is a good edge rusher. So, I mean, obviously, look, the Bears play a rookie left tackle. The Bears are a very interesting offensive line because the right side and the left side are totally different guys. The right side, they have guys that are strong and they're mauler types. The left side, the left guard and the left tackle, including the rookie Trapillo, they are more athletic guys. So it's really kind of a difference in the right side versus the left side. But, Huff has been able to do it. I mean, look, we all know that they haven't been able to generate consistent pressure. We'll see. And Robert Saleh is not necessarily a big blitzer. I don't think he's going to come out and start attacking because, then you get into how you want to play on the back end. And the last thing I think he wants to do is compromise coverage too much. I don't think he believes in that generally as a philosophy.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys, really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films. As always, stopping by, talking a little football. Segue. As we go from the Warriors, we'll get into Sunday night's big showdown with the Chicago Bears. Sort of your overall thoughts on the 49ers' last win and, of course, going into this huge contest against the Bears.
I think Brock Purdy was amazing, and I think going into this game, it's going to be a really difficult game just based on what Chicago does and what the Niners don't do great. They don't stop the run very well, and you've got a two-headed monster in Chicago and a quarterback who is mobile, and I think that when you look at what the Bears have been and what they've done this year with Ben Johnson as the coach, and I saw a tweet earlier today or yesterday about the fact that what the Lions have done this year means that Ben Johnson is the coach of the year, because the Lions lost Ben Johnson and their offense has taken one or two steps back, and now Jared Goff is seeing ghosts and he's not what he was, and the Bears have taken a step forward and they're going to win that division. And so, yeah, Ben Johnson's been amazing for Chicago.
He has been amazing, but I don't watch all the Chicago Bear games, but I peek every now and then. Is that team lucky or is it good? Like, I don't know, and lucky is a terrible word to use
right
for anybody in the NFL, but the Packers, I'll take that for example. Like, so many things had to go right, including recovering an onside kick in order for you to win that game. Who the hell recovers an onside kick in 2025? But they did. But that's the way it's
right
gone for this team the majority of the season. I read somewhere where they have more, in the history of the NFL, more come from behind wins, six, while trailing with less than 2 minutes to go in a game. So, yeah, they call him the Iceman. Part of that's legit with Caleb Williams. But I think part of this is like, yeah, at some point, you know, it's like playing blackjack. Those cards will flip at some point.
They will, but I wonder about the idea of luck, and I'm glad you used that word because I think it's a four-letter word, and I think about the 49ers last year where they went 6-11, and you could look at three games that were in the balance, and the 49ers did not make the play they needed to make. One of them was a Ronnie Bell conversion. They threw it right to him on third down. He dropped it, and then you had another game where you had a punt return, you gave up 50 yards, and then a PI, and you found ways to lose games last year. And then you look at this year, you had Jake Tonjes catch a ball that was basically thrown up for grabs in the opener, and you won. You beat the Rams on Thursday night because you punched the ball out from Kyron Williams on the goal line. And if you think about luck, for me it comes down to a lot of these games are one-score games, and either you make a play or you don't make a play. And so Chicago this year has made the play. And last year, Kansas City, I think they won 10 or 11 games that were one-score games. They made the play, including the opener last year where the tight end for Baltimore caught the ball and he had one toe out of bounds, and so KC beats Baltimore. A lot of this comes down to, for me, not luck, but clutch. Can you make the clutch play in the clutch moment? And yeah, they recovered the onside kick. It's because the Packers didn't make the play. Everybody recovers the onside kick except Green Bay, and so Chicago put themselves in position to make a play, and they did.
See, I'm glad you mentioned Kansas City because that's a perfect example, because a lot of people pointed that at them last year, maybe didn't use the luck word, but they're like, and also would go as far as saying the referees are giving you some favorable calls here,
yep.
And then look at them this year. And that's sort of my point with Chicago. Is this a bit of a bubble or is this legitimate? I would push back that good teams usually have separation like that of what it is the Niners did with Indianapolis in the latter part of that game, and you win going away, or you create that separation early on in the contest. That's usually, and granted, their schedule has been a lot easier than that of Chicago and a lot of other teams, but that's usually when you're like, okay, that's a legitimately good team. When you're winning like that of Chicago, all right, we won't use the luck word, but there's some questions as to whether you're legitimate or not.
For sure. And it's not sustainable. Like, you're not going to do this year after year. And you look at Chicago and all the games they've won that are one-score games. You beat the Raiders by one. Then you came back off your bye and you beat Washington by one. And, you know, you beat Cincinnati by five. There have been a lot of one-score wins. That's not sustainable over the long haul. But can you sustain it over the course of a season? Absolutely. And the Niners this year have kind of been that team where they've won all the games they lost last year, they're winning this year because they're making the plays. Now, does that mean Chicago is going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. But at 11-4, they're legit because you have to put yourself in a spot to where you can make a play to win these games.
Are you buying Caleb Williams?
More than I did last year, but still no. Like, buying him to where he's going to be a guy who can win the Super Bowl? No. Will he win a playoff game this year? I would bet no, pending the matchup. And let's just say this. Let's say that they win their division and they are the three seed. So you're the three and you're going to face either LA, Seattle, or the Niners. You're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, that should happen, but I see the NFC this year so wide open, man.
Right.
Everybody has flaws.
But if you're the home team,
this is a year ago, I'm like, yeah, you're not beating Philadelphia.
But even
I'm right there with you. But like, this year,
it's wide open. I think if you're the two, the three, or the four seed, no matter who you are, the division winners, you're going to have your hands full. And I'm assuming that the winner of the West is going to be the one. So then you're going to have either Philly or Chicago or Tampa, Carolina. All three of those home teams in the wild card round, they're going to have their hands full.
Caleb reminds me of a guy, just to go back to basketball, like somebody who can hit a corner three with two guys draped on him falling out of bounds and then botches.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
A layup or a bunny. That's sort of him. Like the routine plays, it's hard to invest in a guy like that right now. And he's still maturing and he's still getting to that place where he's going to be, I think, a special quarterback. But right now, if I'm a Bears fan and I know these coconuts, man, they're all over the place and they're living and dying with this guy, like he's still holding on to it a little bit longer than you'd like. And then, as Greg said, the routine plays, like he's in the flat, just put it on his shoulder and he sails it. But then, you know, he drops back in overtime and somehow throws a seed to DJ Moore. You're like, well, who is this guy? What the hell's going on here? But that's how you're living and dying with Caleb Williams this year. So I don't really know what it is you're going to get out of him.
Yeah, I think it's still a work in progress. And you look at the numbers and he's at a 58% completion percentage, which is awful. Like the league average is about 66. So he needs to do a lot to improve that. But I also look at a quarterback in terms of who your coach is. And Trevor Lawrence is a great example where he got Liam Cohen now in Jacksonville, and he has gotten better. Now, did he get better, or is the system better, or both? Probably both. And that's how I look at Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm still not buying him either.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Well,
no doubt. I mean, I'm not buying him as like a top five guy, but I'm buying the fact that you get a good coach, a good coordinator, and you get better. And think about Brock Purdy. Like, what if Brock Purdy was in Cleveland?
You would have never heard from him.
Thank you.
It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we are sponsored by Safeway. What do you want to do next? We went basketball, and all of a sudden we're in the NFL.
Let's go back to basketball.
That's right. We'll get into the Golden State Warriors and talk about that big win against the Dallas Mavericks, because I think they turned a corner. All right, it's Dibs and Dan Devone here on 95.7 The Game, the day after Christmas. Back with more after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.